official sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Last Saturday night's preseason game between the Packers and the Patriots came to a sudden end.
Both head coaches came together with the officials. Members of each team came together, and they have decided to not finish this game. This game is over following what appeared to be a terrible injury to Isaiah Bolden.
Jordan Love started and threw a touchdown pass.
And he takes, fakes the handoff, gets a block from Dillon. Fires the left side. Jaden Reed reaching pylon. Touchdown. 19-yard touchdown pass, Jordan Love to the rookie Jaden Reed.
Today, the Packers close out the preseason at home against Seattle.
As far as how many snaps, it could be case by case. Again, it's going to be more of a gut feeling, I would say, on my part, where we're at. But I do think there's a lot of value in the fact that we're getting ready for a noon kickoff. Just getting mentally and physically prepared for an early kick, which I know we've got some noon games. I think there's a lot of value in that.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks from Lambeau Field. This is Packers Preview.
My name is Vince Lombardi. The sun always shone on Packer Sundays. They called it Lombardi weather.
I want to welcome you to the Green Bay Packers.
Your 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers are on the air.
Star begins to count. Takes the ball. Takes a handoff. Back to throw.
This is Packers Preview.
In the end zone for a touchdown.
On the Packers Radio Network.
Midfield to the 40, the 30, the 25, 20, the 10, 5, touchdown!
The Green Bay Packers are world champions of football!
Now, here's your host, Dennis Krause.
Good morning from Lambeau Field. 63 degrees and cloudy in Green Bay. The Packers against the Seahawks in the last preseason game for both teams. The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Cuts are coming. For an early look, let's head up to the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth here at Lambeau Field. Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dennis. In a rarity, I actually beat Mr. McCarron to the booth this morning. I've been here since 6 a.m. I'm 45 cups of coffee into the mission and ready
to go,
Rock.
You look a little wired.
I think I'll be dead by game time.
You know, that noon start, you cut it short last night, which is somewhat unusual. You had to cut it short, so you're in mid-season form here for the noon start.
Exactly. All right, we've got the final preseason game. All I can think of is there are a couple of things that come to mind with Seattle. This is a long way to go for a preseason game, especially the last game.
I think it's absolute insanity that they have teams travel across the country for a preseason game. It screws up their routine coming out. It screws up their routine going back. And it's Seattle's problem this year, but it's been our problem in the past. And it really does take its toll. And I just think there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, there certainly would be. If you regionalized preseason games, I think you'd probably have the answer there. The other thing, Rock, that struck me, and it just did, all-time record between these two teams in the postseason, the Packers won three of the four games. And I would have thought exactly that, just because that one game the Packers
was
so painful that there aren't enough wins that could ever happen for the Packers over the Seahawks in the postseason to eliminate that one.
Wayne, I can remember we're up in the press box. The Seattle bench is in front of us. And like heading into the fourth quarter or something like that, I looked at the Seattle bench and I said, those are a bunch of beat guys.
Yeah.
They're done. They're toast. And then little by little, and then suddenly you lose control of it, and you almost knew this is not going to end well.
I know. Yeah, and it was just started snowballing. And that 2014 team, by the end of 2014, that was a very good Packers team. The other team that I thought was really Super Bowl worthy was the 2021 team that lost to San Francisco here on those special team snafus. But that's all water under the bridge today. Starters are going to get some work here today, Rock, and be ready for Chicago in 2 weeks. It's been a good camp so far from what I can see, from all indications. Then after the starters are finished, it becomes really very important for the players who are going to be on the field, folks, and we're not going to make light of it at all because this is their big playing for their football lives in many cases.
Well, you start out with the preseason as a whole, and I'm sure you've watched the various programs and so forth. Jordan Love and company have totally reversed the narrative. Now people are getting on the Packer bandwagon, getting on Jordan's bandwagon.
Yeah.
And that was certainly not the case for the, by and large, the majority of this offseason, but they're really coming on. And you're right. It's been a different offseason with starters playing. And I like the concept. And because Jordan and the young receivers and the young everybody's, hey, them playing together, they need those repetitions. And I also think, Wayne, we may look at a thing league-wide where with this extra week in between the last preseason yeah. game and the regular season opener, you know that thing where, okay, preseason game number three was a dress rehearsal, preseason number four, everybody sits. Well, now it's down to three preseason games. But even in that third one, with that extra week, I don't know if I'm as cautious about playing my starters, even if they're young, old, or anything in between.
I think I've always felt uncomfortable about the way preseason in recent years was done in the NFL. Now, there are exceptions. Kansas City, Andy Reid plays his starters at every preseason game. Buffalo does the same thing. They're very successful programs. The Rams did not, and that's kind of where Matt LaFleur is from. They never play their starters in preseason, and they've had success. But I've always, the thing that got me, Larry, I never understood how can you not play your starters in preseason, send them out in the second week of September, sometimes in some excruciating heat, and tell them, okay, guys, you haven't hit since last year, but you better hit today, and you got to hit for four quarters. I don't know how you can be ready for that.
Well, the thing of it is, it's risk-reward. You know, do you play your hopes or you play to your dreams?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It depends on the individual calling the shots. I thought Mike Tomlin, the Steelers head coach, made a terrific comment. I believe it was just yesterday. He goes, if you're going to box, you got to spar.
Yeah.
And I think football purists kind of think that way. But the league has changed, and that fear of injury to a frontline guy, and you talk to the guys that don't play their starters, like a Sean McVay, I mean, they are sold on that. I'd much rather have healthy people, healthy bodies, than the extra repetitions.
Well, you know, and again, that's the physical aspect of it. It makes a lot of sense to play these guys a little bit during preseason. And, of course, the one injury here that comes to mind that changed everything in Green Bay was when we were in Pittsburgh and Jordy Nelson went down. But I will say this, folks, there was nobody within 5 yards of Jordy Nelson. He went down. He could have gone down getting out of bed.
He came down awkwardly on his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. As a matter of fact, Jordy's going to be inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame coming up this week. And I believe it's Thursday night. And I was looking at a piece of tape on him, and it had that play on there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Jordy missed the whole season, came back the next year, and was NFL
player of the year. Well, what do you look for today with this Packers team? We're going to see the starters play a little bit, as I mentioned. But then we've got some guys who are trying to make this roster rock, and that'll be the majority of the game.
The things that kind of jump out to me, Grant Dubose missed about 3 months.
Yeah.
Now, he's done some good things. Is he making a late run at the roster? I don't know, but he's a guy I will be watching. Another thing, and it's not about making the roster so much, or it may be, is that third running back spot. Patrick Taylor, Emmanuel Wilson. Now, Emmanuel Wilson has certainly shown his chops when he has the ball, but it's also about catching, it's about blocking, it's about teams. And if you look at the whole picture, you would think Patrick Taylor has the edge going in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something I'm going to be watching. The other thing, and I'm sure you caught this, we were meeting with Rich Bisacci yesterday, the punter competition. If there's a real competition going on out here today, it sounds like it's going on at punter. And because Pat O'Donnell, I mean, you kind of know what you got, but Daniel Whelan has got a monster leg.
Yeah.
And it sounded, I got it from Rich that, hey, this is a real competition. It hasn't been determined already.
Yeah, exactly. And the veteran, of course, Pat O'Donnell, we know what he can do. We know how good a holder he is. There's a rookie place kicker in the house here, and you want to give that kicker every opportunity to be successful. Holding's a big part of it. That doesn't mean Daniel Whelan can't hold or he's not a good holder. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying we know Pat O'Donnell is. That's going to be an interesting competition to watch. I agree with you on the third running back. It'll be very interesting. And people say, well, you can't cut Emmanuel Wilson. He had that 80-yard run in Cincinnati. Do you folks realize that, and we all do this, okay, well, we cut this guy, he's going to get picked up by somebody else. Do you know what the percentage is of players who get cut?
Microscopic.
It's down. It's below 25%. Play. Why? Well, these guys, I mean, these teams have passed on these guys who were cutting. I mean, most of them are rookie free agents. You said, we can't cut them.
So
well, of course
years,
you can.
So many years, nobody picks up our guys and we don't pick up anybody else's.
Yeah.
Everybody's fighting the same battle
exactly.
To get to under or get at 53. The one name I'd like to mention that is probably a classic case of what today's game can mean, because while certainly they're about 90% sure on about 90% of the people, but there's a guy or two that if you leave them with a good taste in their mouths when they look at that last piece of video, you might help yourself. And I'd be interested to see if you agree with this. Brenton Cox
yeah.
is probably one of those guys that he has a big day today. You know,
yep.
It probably helps him quite a bit as far as that roster goes.
Exactly.
Because he's a guy with a pro body. He's done some good things. But again, there's a lot of numbers on the edge.
Yep.
He's got to do something good today probably to make it.
Yeah, you're going to keep six guys on the edge. You know, how are you going to break that down? It'll be interesting to see.
And folks, I got to tell you, Wayne has been working on this roster.
All morning.
He has got it entirely figured out. He's got numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He's got backups for the backups. He's got the practice squad. That's halfway filled.
I'm keeping 23 on offense. I am keeping 27 on defense and then the three specialists, 53-man roster. Rocket's done. I mean,
simple math.
Yeah, simple math.
Simple
you
math.
Know, Goody can have the weekend off. It's all done.
It took him 10 minutes, folks. 10 minutes.
Took me 10 minutes to do this. 40 cups of coffee in 10 minutes, Dennis Krause, but I got it done.
I make the cut.
No.
You're on the practice squad.
You're on the practice squad, though. Yeah, we're going to pick you up. If somebody doesn't pick you up, Dennis, you'll be on our practice squad. I guarantee that.
So I feel I'm squarely on the bubble. I feel it every day. The Packers open the regular season September 10th in Chicago against the Bears. They won't play here again at Lambeau for close to a month, September 24th against the Saints. After the break, we'll be joined by James Jones and Mike Heller. This is the first preseason matchup between the Packers and the Seahawks since 2013 here at Lambeau Field. And today marks the third annual Packers Give Back game. And this year, the Packers will recognize the American Red Cross for their work. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pickett Saint, Miller Lite, the original light beer, brewed to have more taste with only 96 calories. It's Miller time. West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Network Health, and American Family Insurance on the Packers Radio Network.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. Sargento donates $2,000 toward hunger relief for every Packers touchdown this season. Since 2002, the Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger program has raised more than $1.8 million, shared by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than 20 years, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Today may be game day, but Fridays are green and gold at Steinhoffels Furniture and Mattress Superstores. Every Friday during the season, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels Superstore wearing Packers gear and score great deals on furniture and mattresses. Steinhoffels is proud to partner with the Packers for Green and Gold Friday to reward our great fans. Visit Steinhoffels.com to find this Friday's reward.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
What makes Scooter's Coffee amazing? Maybe it's our espresso drinks, like our signature hot, iced, or blended Caramelicious, made from the best coffee beans in the world. Maybe it's our signature homemade cinnamon rolls and tasty breakfast sandwiches, served fresh every day. Maybe it's the refreshment of our fruit smoothies in the summer, the coziness of a hot mocha in the winter, or maybe we want to put a smile on your face. Spoiler alert, all of the above. Start your day or top it off at Scooter's Coffee. Amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast.
Think you know all the Lambeau Field atrium has to offer? Think again. Shop, eat, meet, greet, see, look, leap, love, learn, laugh, share, experience. From Lambeau Field tours to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, from the Packers Pro Shop to 1919 Kitchen and Tap, even holding company meetings to hosting special events. Take it all in. Go all out. Experience the energy and vibe only the Lambeau Field atrium can offer. Visit Packers.com to learn more.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details, so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in and everyday great prices, you save time and money too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today.
Packers preview in the Miller Lite end zone bar, north end zone at Lambeau Field. The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Hey, Packers fans, save time and money ahead of game day with a boost by Pick and Save Fresh Perks membership. You'll enjoy free delivery, double fuel points, and more. Sign up today at pickandsave.com/boost. With Mike Keller, I'm Dennis Krause. James Jones will join us in a bit. And Mike, if you like reality TV and drama, I mean, this is it today. Last call for guys to make a statement and give the Packers a reason to keep them.
Yeah, and I think that there's lots of interesting battles, but the ones that I think will be most obvious to those watching is, what are you going to do at the running back position? There are some who think that they might only keep two, which would be Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, and then slide somebody through if you clear waivers to the practice squad. How many wide receivers? How do you work through the offensive line depth? All of those are at play throughout the day today. And the other interesting note is that it appears that Green Bay will play their ones, which includes Jordan Love. How long we play, we don't know, but that, I think, is a very interesting element to today's game.
There was a significant development this week, and we won't see him today, but Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary can now take part in team drills during practice. He makes such a big difference on that defense. Another step as he recovers from a torn ACL last November. Now, he won't commit to being ready for the regular season opener against the Bears, but he sure looks good.
Yeah, and if the Packers defense includes a healthy Rashawn Gary, then one of the great equalizers for Green Bay and their ability to win games this year is what this defense can do. Is it the defense that was featured in the final month and a half of the season last year, or is it the defense that struggled in that middle stretch where they lost so many games in a row?
With a recap of last week's game, here's Bill Schmidt.
Following 2 days of joint practice at Reinitschke Field, the Packers and Patriots were ready to do battle at Lambeau on Saturday night. But the Packers' first-team offense didn't look like it on the first drive. An errant snap by Josh Myers would start the Patriots in the red zone. Ramondre Stevenson would find the end zone 5 plays later with a 1-yard run. But after the two teams would trade punts, the Packer first-team offense would have a chance to end on a make and also end in the north end zone stands, thanks to Jaden Reed.
Love under center and second down. And he fakes the handoff, gets a block from Dillon. Fires, but a side. Jaden Reed reaching pylon. Touchdown. They beat Sean Wade, the veteran cornerback, and the Packers on the board. 19-yard touchdown pass Jordan Love to the rookie Jaden Reed.
With the score tied at 7, Mac Jones would take the Patriot first team offense into the second quarter and into Packers territory with a 1st and 10 from the 27. J.J. Ingabare made his biggest play of the preseason.
And the snap to Jones at 1st and 10. Hit pretty high. Ball comes loose. Up for grabs. Packers have recovered.
Kingsley Ingabare
on the forced fumble and the recovery. The daily double for Ingabare.
The strip sack fumble set up the Packers offense and Sean Clifford on a 62-yard drive, amassing 8 plays, and Patrick Taylor would give the Packers the lead.
Malik Heath to the right, fully loaded shotgun alongside Clifford, and he takes, hands it off. Taylor bouncing left to the outside, makes the turn to 5, to the end zone, high-stepping, touchdown! Patrick Taylor with a Lambeau leap into the south end zone stand.
With the Packers leading 14-7 midway through the second quarter, Bailey Zappe checked in for New England, who checked in relief of Mac Jones last year in week 4 at Lambeau Field and enjoyed some success into overtime when the Packers finally took down New England. But he would take the New England offense into Packers territory with a 7-play drive wrapping up the first half, capped off by the longest play from scrimmage on the day.
Slot left, slot right. Zappe in the shotgun. 1st and 10. Green Bay 42. Zappe takes, throws the slant. Got Bolden, and he's going to make it Booty on the catch to the end zone. Touchdown. Keyshawn Booty beat William Hooper on a slant for 42 yards and a touchdown, and the Patriots are an extra point away from tying the game.
With the game knotted up at 14 apiece and just 50 seconds remaining in the first half, Sean Clifford for the 2nd consecutive week would take the Packer offense on a 2-minute drive. This time, it ends on the leg of Anders Carlson and the rookie good from 50-plus.
This will be a 52-yard field goal attempt off the left hash mark. Whelan down on one knee. Arm extended, here's the snap. Placement made, and the kick is up, and it is good!
Yeah!
Anders Carlson from 52 yards with 1 second to go in the half puts Green Bay on top. 17-14.
The Patriot offense would take the rest of the third quarter after the two teams traded punts. 17 plays, 88 yards, 8 minutes and 49 seconds later, the Patriots up 21-17 following Bailey Zappe's 2nd touchdown of the night, this one on a 6-yard run. But in the midst of the Packers' ensuing drive, trailing 21-17, 10 plays and 59 yards in, the game would be suspended following a scary collision between Packer wide receiver Malik Heath and rookie cornerback Isaiah Bolden for the Patriots. Bolden would not get up, would have to be carted off the field, and the game would be suspended at the 10:29 mark in the fourth quarter, with the Patriots deemed winners 21-17, dropping the Packers' preseason record to 1-1. They try to break the tie today against the Seahawks at Lambeau Field. Dennis, back to you.
Bill, thanks very much, and thankfully, Bolden doing much better. He was able to fly back on Sunday after getting medical attention here in Green Bay. Packers preview, Packers and Seahawks with the preseason finale at Lambeau Field. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Green Bay Packer Football on 98Q Country is brought to you by Bud Tussle, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Heckman Auction Sales and Service, LPK Dental, Brandy Lake BP Amoco, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, The Great Northern Motel, Harborview, Home Slice Pizza, Master Care Lawn Services, Northern Lights Inn, Northwoods Accents, and Warga Auto and Truck Center. Green Bay Packer Football all season long on 98Q Country. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
Join us Friday, September 1st for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98qcountry.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Shell Lake hosting the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. Announced by our newest addition to the announcing team, Steve Jetland. And also at 7 p.m., join us on air at 103.1 for Phillips hosting Clayton, announced by Jeff Hakeman and Scott Heckman. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
The Wolfsten Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolfsten, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-2444.
98Q Country.
Seahawks today at Lambeau Field. Let's bring in James Jones. And James, why is this game today important in your mind?
Because it's the last one, Dennis. It is the last one to get ready. And the real thing happens, 7-8 days after. Like I always continue to say, I've been a part of some teams that we looked absolutely terrible in preseason, and we're going into the season with false confidence. We're going to turn this thing around week one. We're just going to play lights out because we stunk it up in the preseason. No, that ain't how it works. So for me, it is the last one, is the last dress rehearsal, especially for the guys that, you know, are really guaranteed to make this football team. And you want to go out there, you want to play the right way, going into the season the right way. We know they prepared the right way, so it's all about looking the right way. You do not want to stink it up and having to go into week one cleaning up a bunch of stuff.
Mike, Anders Carlson had a good night in the last preseason game here. He's going to deal with some wind today. Both kickers will, 16 miles per hour, basically from the south. So that will add to the mix a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very interesting. People are going to watch him every week. There can be a bit of a roller coaster on judgment for Anders Carlson. But he was good last week. I talked to him in the locker after the game. He's pretty level. He wasn't up. He wasn't down the week before. He's pretty steady and level. James, can I ask you a question? Would you prefer, so we get 15 days after today before the regular season begins, a player and a veteran standpoint, do you like that or would you rather go a week from now?
I hate it. I don't really like the bye week unless we banged up and we really need it. But when you take that extra week off, man, and just going against, you know, your guys at practice, I mean, now you gotta get in a whole new rhythm again. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're coming off a game where you're in a rhythm playing every week and, you know, game planning and doing what you're supposed to do, getting in the rhythm, and now you don't got a game for another 2 weeks, man. So you kind of lose that rhythm. It's kind of the same thing with those teams that get a bye week in the playoffs. It's hard to get that first win. You know what I mean? So I absolutely hate it. I love it because you won't rest, but I hate it, you know, for the rhythm and all that stuff of the players.
Today's Eye on the Opponent is presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. 71-year-old Pete Carroll. He doesn't act like he's 71. Love his energy. James, they spent a first-round pick on Jackson Smith and Jigba out of Ohio State, but unfortunately he had wrist surgery this week. No clear timetable on his return. What do you like about him?
Oh, I love everything about him. I mean, he's one of those guys that can do everything. You can put him in the slot. You can put him on the outside. He has a lot of range. Obviously, he can run. I mean, he was about to be in this offense with, you know, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett and have the opportunity to see the third corner, see a lot of one-on-ones, and I think that was going to benefit Geno Smith and this Seahawks offense. So this is a big blow because the young fella can really play. I had him up there for really my sleeper, really rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year sleeper. He's that type talent. So hopefully he can get back soon and be able to get on the football field to help these guys out.
The cornerback from Illinois, Witherspoon, hamstring injury. So he's hobbled as well. One bit of good news for them, Mike, is that Jamal Adams is off the PUP list, torn quad injury last season, but he's a big part of their defense.
Well, shoot, and you know, just like with Rashawn Gary coming off the PUP list and now being part of drills, you know, now you get another 2 weeks before you play your season opener, and I'm curious on Rashawn Gary whether he'll debut in Chicago or the following week in Atlanta, or if you hold him all the way until the New Orleans Saints come here 4 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, no.
For every
No, we're not holding James.
It's time to go. You come off that PUP list. You letting me and the trainers know you ready, man. It's time to go. Week one, Bears, let's go.
You know, for every Packer sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate water bottles to a school helping Wisconsin kids drink more water and sack plaque. I want to ask you, James, we hear a lot going into the last preseason game. Just don't get hurt. Well, it's hard to play that way, isn't it?
You can't play that way, Dennis. There's no way to play that way. As these guys are getting dressed up to play this game right now, you are going out there ready to play full speed, not worrying about injury. I mean, that can happen anyway. I mean, should we be praying before we go to practice? Please, just let's get up out of practice healthy. So you can't go out there like that, you know what I mean? Because when you start, you know, going out there thinking about that type of stuff, we all know that's how you get hurt. So you just got to go play however many quarters you're going to play, series you're going to play, whatever it maybe play, and everything gonna be fine.
James, when you were going into this third, well, you guys had 4 weeks many times. Were you going into your last one? Did you want to play, or did you want to say no? I'm good. I'm ready to go.
It all depended how the game before that went.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, like I said, if I came out of that last game and, you know, I'm like, oh, wait, man, I ain't feel good. You know, I mean, I want to play. You know, and I'll never forget we were in the locker room. And we had a couple bad practices, and we were in the locker room, and before the week, Coach McCarthy said, you guys are not playing preseason, this preseason game. And we like, cool, you know, all players is like, cool, let me get my sunflower seeds, let me figure out what I'm going to do, you know, all that type stuff. And I remember them coming up to us probably about an hour and a half before the game, and Coach E.B., Edgar Bennett, came up to us, and he said, Aaron want to go, so you guys got to go. And we like, what you mean? We like, what you mean Aaron want to go? He's like, Aaron wants to play in this game because we've been stinking it up in practice. He wants to get one or two series, so put your dang stuff on and that's let's funny. Go. I said, oh, shoot, okay, let's go. So it's all about feeling the right way. But if we played the right way, nah, please, hey, let's get ready for the season. This last one, we don't need to see nobody.
I'm not sure you really used that word, but I appreciate you cleaning it up for radio. While we're talking about that, real quick, James, have you watched Hard Knocks at all? And if so, your thoughts of Aaron Rodgers on that?
To be honest with you, Dennis, I would be lying if I told you I did. No, I have not watched Hard Knocks at all. But everybody has been coming up to me. Man, I didn't know Aaron Rodgers was like that. I said, it's no surprise to me, man. I'll call him AR-8 now since he's wearing 8. But I'm like, AR-8 has always been like that, man. Super personality, super cool, laid back, California cool. He's always been like that with his teammates, man. So I said, I'm not surprised by any of this. I'm just glad the world gets to see it and understands that he's a really good dude.
We got the Packers and the Seahawks coming up today from Lambeau Field. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Life moves fast. So should your internet. Bug Tussle would love to give new customers $10 off per month for 12 months, plus free installation from August 11th to September 10th. Get this winning deal on high-speed internet by calling Bug Tussle at 877-227-0924. Spread the love and tell 10 of your friends to call Bug Tussle 2, 877-227-0924.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Packers preview, Packers and Seahawks preseason finale at Lambeau Field. One-on-one is presented by Software One, your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. Carrington Valentine is the Packers' first player taken from Kentucky since Randall Cobb in the second round in 2011. He's the first of four seventh-round picks that the Packers took in April, and the talented defensive back has been turning heads and making plays all camp long. Mike Heller has a look at Carrington Valentine.
Some rookies shine in training camp. There's just something different about them, and the great thing about sports is sometimes you just don't know where that shine is going to come from. One of the Packers' camp surprises is a seventh-round draft choice from Kentucky. Carrington Valentine.
Out of the shotgun with a setback to his left. Here's the snap to Browning. High snap. He fields it. He rifles right side. Deflected and intercepted. Off the hands of Jackson. Intercepted by Carrington Valentine. Down the left side. Circle roots across the 30. And down he goes. 33-yard line of Green Bay.
I mean, I still look at it as like I'm still putting my resume out there, and you don't know what can happen, so that's the way I look at it. I go out there and I'm still competing and I'm gonna keep competing. That's just how, you know, I'm wired, so yeah.
In the week of practice with the New England Patriots, Valentine continued to shine, but he's a rookie, and this is August. Mistakes were made, and Carrington's game against the Patriots was not as sharp, including giving up a short slant that turned into a long touchdown.
Things happen. And then, you know, next day you go in the meeting rooms and you learn from it, and then you correct it. So, you know, it's kind of a short memory thing, you know. So you go in there, you take it on the chin, and then move on.
This week was the final week for many in the Packers locker room. Cutdowns happen on Tuesday. Valentine, though, continues to do his work, trying to impress, getting some reps with the ones is fuel to this rookie defensive back.
I just try to stay hungry with it. Even though I'm taking first team reps, you know, I still, you know, I don't want to become complacent with that. So I just want to keep, you know, striving and, you know, eventually going out there and, you know, in real life game situations.
Valentine is from Cincinnati's famed DeMoeller High School, then starred at Kentucky. He was a pre-journalism major and seems well-positioned to be on the field for the Packers this year. But right now, it's all about competing every day in practice.
The best part of practice, the heat. No, I'm joking. I'm just being out there with the guys, for real. Honestly, guys, just being here in general is always the best part. So you never know when it's your last day, so you just got to every day like it's your last.
That's Karen Valentine. Thanks, Mike Heller. And Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football. You're listening to 98Q Country, Park Falls, home of Green Bay Packers football.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside. Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Join us Friday, September 1st for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98qcountry.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Shell Lake hosting the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. Announced by our newest addition to the announcing team, Steve Jetland. And also at 7 p.m., join us on air at 103.1 for Phillips hosting Clayton, announced by Jeff Hakeman and Scott Heckman. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview, Packers and Seahawks at Lambeau Field. James Jones, two of your former teammates, Jordy Nelson, who you're very close to, I know, and Josh Sitton, will go into the Packers Hall of Fame on Thursday night. Just wanted you to have a platform to give some of your thoughts on those guys.
Man, two of the best dudes that I've ever played with, man. Extremely happy for both of them. Proud of both of them. We all know what they did on the football field. But they are clearly better people, better teammates, man. What they did off the field was truly amazing, man. I'm happy for both of them. I will definitely be out there with Josh and Jordy, turning up, having a couple apple juices and Gatorades with them, celebrating, and, you know, just having a good time, man. They earned it. Like I said, I'm extremely proud to be able to have the opportunity to play with both of them, man, and extremely happy, you know, that they're able to get something like this accomplished.
Happy for both of those guys. I'll say this, Mike, that I've been going in the locker room for a while. I mean, I'm an old guy. Josh Sitton, and this is nothing against Jordy, but Josh Sitton was one of the guys I most looked forward to talking to because he had absolutely no pretense and no agenda, no filter. He would tell you what he thought.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I still remember the kind of the shock and awe when we were up here in the press box and found out on that cutdown date that he was gone.
Badgers were playing here.
Yeah, yep. Badgers were playing here against LSU on that day.
Yeah. Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senix, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at Packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.